Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, the weather's getting a little cooler. Things are kind of calming down. You know?
It's like you were in the middle of this heat wave that just never ended. And then now all of a sudden, you know, here we are, like, what, 6 weeks from Halloween? And it's like, it better start getting a little bit cooler. It better get a little bit nicer.
That's right. And, you know, that early morning is really cool out. You know, when you go outside before daylight, you know, it's 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Or 55. So it's nice out. It's cool. And you're wondering what the day is going to hold.
Yeah.
You know, how warm is it going to get? And how much can you accomplish, you know?
Yeah. You start to enjoy that morning crispness, and then it's like, oh, let's just stay here all day and, you know, have some, you know, hot cider.
It's so nice and cool. You almost need a jacket early in the morning.
Yes.
It's that cool out.
Yeah. It's you need a little jacket in the morning, and then it gets a little bit warmer in the afternoon, and then it gets a little bit cooler at night. It's wonderful. It's a nice little time of year. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I know we talk about Halloween, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Speaking of Thanksgiving, we were talking about, we've already started to plan out Thanksgiving, and just because...
You're kidding me.
No. You can never start too early.
How can you plan Thanksgiving in September?
We can do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Golly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're already working on it. We got spreadsheets.
You're working on it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We prepared pie charts and all kinds of recipes. And it's all out. All the cards are on the table. But I got to thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it seems like it's too early, but time seems to be flying this year. And then I got to thinking about how we're coming up on the time of year where you need to start planning for the lights. So I'm just going to put that out there. I know it's only September 14th, but I know it sneaks up on you, and I don't want you to wait till the last possible second to try to find somebody to do the lights because they book early.
Well, it does seem like that's a little bit early to be talking about lights, but, you know, what do I know? I mean, I'm the one that waits till the last second to get the light.
I know it. I remember what happened last year and the year before.
Oh, yeah. It was a disaster. Oh, my gosh.
You can never plan too late.
To have somebody come and redo the lights, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. But, yeah, it might be pushing it. But, I mean, golly, I don't know. It seems like we were seeing, like, Halloween candy in, what, August, I think. And so I thought, well, that's a little bit early. So maybe just go.
I'm worried about their candy being fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going, if you've got that candy out now, I mean, it's a little bit much.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if sometime in November or December we start seeing Valentine's candy, just the way they're going. It's a little bit too much.
They're so afraid they're not going to make any money. They're getting everything in early, hoping they can get it sold.
Yeah.
Everybody's so worried. Retailers are so worried. I mean, look at all the hamburger places, all the fast food places that have went out of business lately.
Oh, I know.
The ones that are still here, they're saying, let's push this. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
Now, let's get it in the store and try to get that sold early.
Yeah. I saw something. I don't know if it was Instagram or Nextdoor or what it was. I can't remember where it was, but somebody had posted something. They had they'd gone to Costco, and they posted a picture, and apparently they had some Christmas trees already out on display. And they took a picture, and they're like, come on, guys. It's a little bit too early. And I don't know where it was, but they had already had Christmas trees out. I'm like, you're kidding.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's going too far.
Yeah.
I know the economy is not real great in places, but, I mean, selling the Christmas tree in September, it goes against everything I believe in.
That might be pushing it. So
I think that's going a little too far to the left.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if we start watching Christmas movies and playing Christmas music at this time, we probably got, you know, we might need to go get checked for something.
I think so. I think a checkout would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
What kind of exciting news is going on this week? What are some of the...
Well, we've gotten two policies. We've managed to win a couple. One is ovarian cancer. It's got a 36% profit on it.
Whoa.
Then we have a rectal cancer, and it's got a 40% profit.
Really?
So anybody that wants in these, they need to call in and say, put me down, because I don't know how much will even be left next week.
Wow.
So, but I'm excited about them. That's a lot of good profit there. So I'm really excited about them. We've got some others we're bidding hard. I think we're going to come up with another three or four policies, because we're bidding on about $4 million in policies right now. And they're good policies. They're not any junky policies like those people were trying to put on us earlier.
Oh,
that
yeah.
77 months, I mean, you know.
Wow.
I know they were scraping the bottom of the barrel. Jeez. There's no doubt about that.
You know, it's weird because I know we'd been talking about, you know, policies, and I know for a couple of weeks it seems like we were kind of, you know, getting into, you know, some of the games that people were playing, not only policy holders, but, you know, brokers and, you know, kind of like I guess analyzing the dynamics of it all. But it seems like all of a sudden last week things turned around and it was a completely different story. It just kind of came out of nowhere. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic because last month was such a struggle that, you know, we couldn't get any policies. The ones they sending were so bad, nobody wanted to talk about them. And nobody had policies. I mean, we do business with a lot of companies, and nobody could come up with them. And now we're getting a lot of them in. And they're good. There's not any junk in them. And so I'm really excited to see which ones that we win at auction.
Yeah.
But we'll know next week on a lot of them. But we, as I said, we've got about $4 million out.
Golly. Yeah, that's been something you've been looking for a long time. And, you know, to have a profit of 36% and 40%, I'm just shocked. I mean, that's...
I am too. But
wow.
We won those. And when they let us know, I said, oh, my gosh, we did it. You know, we got the 36%, got the 40%. And we've already started putting people in them. That's why I don't know if there'll be anything left next week. But I wanted to tell everybody about it in case there is enough left that they could get in them.
Let me ask you something. When you're going up against, and territory might not even be even a factor, but when you're going up against other companies and you're bidding against these policies, are these available like nationwide, or are we talking about like local policies or Texas policies or just companies?
No, these most of the companies we do business with are out of the South.
Okay.
Most of them are out of Florida and Georgia.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering, I guess, kind of how big
now
the...
we do have we have a couple of companies in California, but we don't get as many from them. They're good if we ever get them, but we don't get a lot from them.
Okay. All right.
It's a different market in California. The people that come to them is a completely different than the people that bring us the others.
Okay. How many, on average, companies, I guess, are out there bidding on policies at any time? Is there a way to know?
There's probably four or five that's in our region that are bidding against us.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
All right.
And these are big companies.
Mm.
They can buy anything they want.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if there was like, you know, four or five, or if there were like hundreds, or I had no idea.
Oh, no, there's not. It takes a lot of money to do this. So there's only four or five companies, great big companies, that can go and bid a $4 million or a $10 million or $1 million policy. The smaller companies bid everything $500,000 and below.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so they're really kind of in a different market than us.
Wow.
Because we can bid the big ones, because our clients have a lot of money, and we can raise $4 million, you know, real easy.
Wow. So there's even a whole nother sector, not only just the types of policies, because I know that, you know, obviously when you're bidding on policies, you're looking for very specific types of policies, as opposed to some companies that'll just kind of like buy anybody, like the 77 months one you were talking about. You're not bidding on those. But I didn't realize there were different tiers, you know, that would get up to, you know, 500, 1,000, and then, you know, a whole different, you know, because you're in the big leagues and there's smaller ones. I didn't realize that they were kind of broken down like
and
that.
And then you've got the mutual fund companies that do a semi-deal. You know, they got in a lot of trouble a couple of years ago. Our local Texas mutual fund company, they were promising people 8%, and you can't do that because you don't know how long they're going to live. You don't know what all the circumstances are. And they were saying, oh, every year we'll give you 8%. And when it all came to a blow and it didn't happen, they all sued the company. They fired the president, the vice president, everybody almost was fired. And they had to start over. They were a big company, but it cost them a lot of money. So they have reorganized and rethought that, and they're not telling anybody now, oh, yeah, we'll give you 8% no matter what happens.
Oh,
they can't
wow.
do that.
Because
they bought policies that were 5 and 10 years.
Really?
They thought, well, we can just buy everything. They weren't buying sick people. They were just buying policies.
Wow.
So they weren't going to mature. They weren't going to have any maturities. That's what caught them up.
Wow.
They weren't going to have any maturities for years and years.
Yeah.
And they weren't thinking about that. I don't know what the president of that company was thinking about, but he really cost them a lot of money. And they had a lot of money, so they settled everything and started over.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's the thing that what makes you do so, I guess, different than a lot of other options out there is that you are so specific about the types of policies that you're buying. You're looking at, you know, not only the data, but you're looking at, you know, like their lifestyle. You're looking at a lot of different pieces of information to decide even if you're even going to bid on a policy. And it sounds like a lot of other people don't do that, just kind of willy-nilly.
And that reminds me of Mr. Denton. I know everybody wants to hear about this. He's in rehab. We found out he's over a rehab facility.
Really?
Now, we know he's 92, and they said he's had a pacemaker put in. He's had a valve replacement. And they asked his wife about him, and she says, just too traumatic right now. I can't talk about it. So I don't know.
Oh, wow.
We hope to find out from the doctors there. We're asking them to tell us more where we can actually find out. We just accidentally found out that he wasn't at home, that he was in rehab.
Really?
How do you rehab a 92-year-old?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
And I wonder if it's really a rehab or another type of facility. We're going to find out.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking it might not be really rehab.
Something...
It might be more of a hospice type deal.
Wow. Okay.
That's
now,
what I'm thinking.
Denton, that's the one that is it?
That we've had forever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. 92 in rehab.
Yeah. Huh. And we don't understand what that means.
Yeah. It's a little bit strange.
It is strange. And, you know, we sent someone to see him last year, you know, and so we just don't know about him. But anytime you've got a 92-year-old and they say it's a rehab facility, I'm wondering if it's a hospice facility.
Yeah, it could be. Huh.
You know, to take care of him.
All right, well.
His wife's 86.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's 86.
Now, is this the one that, and I may have my cases confused, but is this the one that was he in Carolina and then maybe moved to Florida or?
That's him.
That's all Mr. right.
Mr. Denton.
Wow.
He was famous out in Michigan. He had some type of a concrete company, and we've read all about it, and the company was kind of famous out in Michigan. and they made a lot of money. I mean, a ton of money. And then he moved to Florida, had a big estate there, and you know, we were told he was going to pass away years ago, and of course that was not the truth. So we've had it all this time, and I have 25% of it.
Really? Really?
I did not want it, but I have it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm like everybody else. I'm going, oh, my gosh, we got to get him out of here.
Wow, so you went in on that
somehow.
One. Oh, boy.
So anyway, that's the update on him.
All right. Well, at least that's more than you've had in a while, so that's you know, some information. That's good.
That's right.
All right. Well, congratulations on the new policies, though. That's a huge turnaround, and those kind of profit margins are those are the ones that get, I guess, people's ears to go up. It's like, whoa, really? 36%, 40%. That's fantastic.
That's right. That's a lot of profit.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had all these maturities lately. You know, all that money's in the bank. That $4 million hit everybody's accounts this last week, so everybody got paid. They've got a lot of money to invest, and that's a good thing. A lot of people have been calling about investments, and we were kept saying, you know, it'll be a week or it'll be next week, and now we've got those two policies, and hopefully this next week we'll have three or four more to invest.
Yeah. Boy, wouldn't that be just fantastic?
It would be fantastic because everybody wants their money. You know, they want it invested. They want a profit. They don't want to just sit there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, is to get it as diversified as possible. And you've already said that, you know, and you said for a long time that your most successful investors are in the most policies. You know, I think you have what, some that are up into like 20 at any given time-ish or something like that?
That's right. Some have got 20, some even more. And the ones, they've got a tremendous amount of interest coming in.
Yeah, no doubt. What about annuities? Is there any? I guess annuities don't.
Well, they've still got the 13% bonus. We've got that, and it is a 3-year bonus. Every time you put money in for 3 years, you'll get that 13% plus whatever it's making. And remember, on your annuities, it's compound interest. You don't pay taxes till you take it out. It's all tax deferred. So, you know, you just can't beat an annuity.
Yeah.
And they pay more than CDs. You know, they have an average of about 10%. They're huge companies. And in fact, I looked this company up that we're using. I've always said 100 years. Well, I'm wrong. It's 106.
Oh, wow, really?
106 years.
Wow. That's...
And, you know, they're worth $60 billion.
Good Lord.
And they have a sister company that's probably worth the same amount.
Really?
And they're owned by Texans.
Well, that's good to know.
It is. It's good to know that they are a Texas holding company.
That gives it a whole nother spin. You know, you look at it in a much better light than if they were from some far-off land. So that's good news. Annuities are one of those kinds of things where if somebody wants to essentially just set it and forget it, it doesn't take a whole lot of, I guess, participation, engagement.
No, you don't have to be the sharpest person on the block. It'll all do it for yourself. You just set it. We can change it every year. If you like the way it's doing, we won't change it at all. But let's say it's a husband and wife. The husband dies. The wife doesn't have to do a thing. Her interest will come in. It'll be locked in. She can take the interest out every year. She can leave it alone. But there's not a lot of work to it. It's not like if somebody dies, their wife's left with the stock market. You know, you have to be pretty sharp to handle it.
Mm.
And this, you don't have to be that sharp. Fairly intelligent, certainly. But it's not a demanding situation. Just set it, forget it. And you'll get paid whether you do anything. So annuities are just, you know, as steady as you go.
Is that one of the things that people talk about with annuities? When they come to you and they say, okay, Faye, I'm thinking about either life settlements or annuities. Is the fact that it doesn't take much activity one of the draws, or is it the fact that it's consistent, or is it the
it's
tax?
It's both. They like the tax angle that you're not paying taxes all those years. They like the consistency of it. They like it because there's not that big risk in it. They like it that the interest is locked in once a year.
Mm.
They love that part. So they don't have to participate. There's not a lot for them to do. So anybody can handle an annuity.
What about the bonuses? Do people...
They love the bonuses. Right now, I have a lot of people doing annuities to get the bonus this year. And then if they're telling me they're going to put money in next year and the next year, because they want to get that 13% bonus every year.
Okay.
It's a three-year bonus. So, it really pays off to stay on top of this and to get some annuities and get them started. You can have an IRA annuity, you can have a Roth annuity, or you can have a joint annuity with your wife, or just a single annuity.
Hmm.
And there's just, I've never found anything bad about a fixed index annuity.
Yeah, and that's a good point. These are fixed annuities, not variable. So
they're not variable annuities. They do not have mutual funds in them. They cannot go up and down.
Yeah.
Like if you're in mutual funds, you can actually lose money. You can make money, but you can actually lose part of your principal.
Hmm.
This one, you cannot lose any of your principal. And if it, whatever interest it makes, it locks it in once a year.
And you've always said for a long time that make sure you protect your principal.
That's right. You've got to protect your principal. This is trying times in America. You know, it's uncertain times. And I would want to make sure that my money is safe.
Yeah.
And putting it in an annuity is the safest place I know of to put your money. Especially if you're getting older and you're worried about, you know, how much your brain's going to work in a few years.
Yeah.
If you've got an annuity, you don't have to worry about it.
And I like to, you know, to put it in simple terms, and I think you put it the best than I've ever heard anybody explain this, is that an annuity mirrors the stock market. If the market goes up, your annuity goes up. If it goes down, though, there's a safety net, and you don't bottom out like you would in
stocks. It doesn't go down, no. It's got a stop lock on it. You only participate if it makes a profit.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make a profit, it sits there. It sits still. But it doesn't go down.
Yeah.
So it's not like the stock market. It mirrors the stock market, but it is not in the stock market. That's what keeps you safe.
Yeah. So if people like the excitement of, hey, I'm going to, you know, make some money in the stock market, but they dread, oh, gosh, you know, I got to get up at midnight or 2 a.m. or, you know, check first thing before I even get out of the bed in the morning. I got to make sure that, you know, I still have something left. You don't have to do that with an annuity because you know that stopgap is there to protect you.
And there is no probate on an annuity.
Mm.
It does not have to go through probate. It's paid immediately when you die. Let's say the husband dies, the wife can either cash it in or she can just keep the annuity. You can do either one. And someone asked me this week, okay, it's a 10-year annuity. Do I have to give it up at the end of it? No, you can just keep on going.
Hmm.
But there is no fees at the end. If you took all your money out in the second year, well, it would cost, and that is decreases every year. So if you don't take anything over 10% a year out, there's never a fee.
Hmm.
But if you had to take the whole thing out, it would cost you. So at the end of 10 years, it doesn't cost you anything. You can take the whole thing out. There is no fees.
And speaking of the, I know you brought up probate, but if somebody were to, say, set something up and something were to happen to them, it's not contestable in court. It's how do you say it? It's separate from the estate, right? The annuity.
It is separate. That's why it pays off immediately. If you die, the heirs can get it right away if they need cash. Everything else may be tied up in probate. But this will not be tied up in probate. It's separate from your estate. It has its own beneficiaries, everything. And so they write you a check as soon as you send in the death certificate and the claim form. We've had several that were paid within 12 to 15 days.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's fast.
Yeah. Well, if you if it's a local deal and they can give us the death certificate right away, we send it in with the claim form, and in about 2 weeks, you've got your money.
Wow. That's a huge turnaround. That's a
big
deal. It is.
It's a huge turnaround. And then the other thing is, if you have one child that you don't think is reliable and you don't want them to be a part of this, you don't have to put them in. You only put the beneficiaries in that you want to get the money.
And that's kind of a big deal, because most families, not everybody, but most families will have some, how do I say this? Some member.
A black sheep.
Yeah. I was trying not to go there, but yeah, pretty much, yeah. And you don't want them to get involved with it. And with an annuity, it's set in stone. If it's just part of, like, the estate or your will or something like that, then they can contest it. They can go to court. Things can get tied up. It can get expensive. It can, you know, cause family problems. And there's all kinds of things that happen. But an annuity is set in stone. However you set it up, that's how it goes. And it can't, nothing can change. Nothing can, you know, alter it, and it'll be done quickly. So that's a big
deal.
That's
right. It is a big deal. And I have two or three clients that do not have all their children on their annuity. They just have certain people on their annuity. Hmm. And the others either are not getting anything, or they're in something else. They're not in their annuities, I can tell you.
Hmm.
Then I have people that have set up their grandchildren. They've set up their children. I have several people that have set it up for people that they like a lot, you know, that did something for them in life.
And do speaking of grandchildren, is you've said before, I'm probably remembering this wrong, so please correct me. But you have some people that will set up an annuity for, like, either their kids or their grandkids' college fund. Is that?
We've done that several times. I have one family that had four grandchildren. We set them up where when they got to high school, their college was paid for out of the annuity every year. And it worked very well. And the ones that said, well, I'm not going to go to school, then they said, okay, you don't get anything out of your annuity.
Oh, wow.
So they had to go to school to get the annuity out. We
Boy.
Put it in the contract that's what it was to be used for, was college.
Wow, that's cool. I guess I didn't realize what happens if they don't go. That's interesting.
It was interesting. And it got them on the ball.
It made them go to school, yeah. Didn't it?
That's right. And so they did go on and learn to do something. They were afraid, you know, they were just going to blow it and not do anything. And their parents didn't have a lot of money, but the grandparents had a lot of money. So they set it up when the kids were, I believe they were in junior high when we set all this up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's either four or five kids that we did this for, and set it up where they could take monthly or quarterly, whatever they needed, out of the annuities to get their education.
Wow. So it's not something that they have to set up, you know, at birth. They can do it in high school, junior high?
Whenever you want to, yes.
Wow. Well, that's something for people to think about, because, I mean, golly, you know, college is expensive. And
it is expensive.
It sounds like
this helps them a lot.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, it helps with expenses, but it also sounds like because when you're in your, like, late teens, early 20s, around college age-ish, you know, you're not always really the most responsible, at least most people, generally speaking.
Of them aren't. Their head is not square on their shoulders.
Yeah. And so this might, it sounds like it might be a good thing to push people towards going, if they're kind of like on the fence of, I may not go, but here's a chunk of money to pay for it. And so it sounds like it does a couple of different things. So that's cool. That's interesting. I never thought about that before. All right.
Well, and one other thing, if you've got children that do not get along, and I've got some people that a lot of their kids don't get along. If you'll do annuities, there's not going to be all this fighting. It's just simple. This one gets this much, this one gets this much, and you don't have to argue or fight about it, about the estate.
Yeah, Yeah, that's true. I mean, the ones that are left out, I suppose, will be mad, but they're going to be mad anyway. So at least
that's
this
right. They're going to be mad anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, at least they won't drag it out through court, and you know, it is what it is. So that's good
right.
to know. I mean, the security of it, to making sure that it goes to exactly where you want it to go, but also the security of the fact that, you know, it is a conservative type of investment, and you know, it is protected from, you know, because we all know that, you know, things are a little bit turbulent right now. The potential for things to get a little bit rocky in the next couple of months is there. No denying that. So it's a good chance for, I guess, people to get things set up so that if they want to start making some less risky decisions than the stock market, an annuity might be a good way to go because it does, you know, it does have that safety net. So cool.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, an election year especially, things are, you know, topsy-turvy. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in our country. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. We don't know how the stock market's going to fare. We don't know about a lot of the banks. So it's a good time to solidify your money, to make sure you know where it's at, to make sure it's safe, that you're not going to have to, at the last minute, do something drastic, you know?
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, how long does it take? So if a new investor called you, say, on Monday and said, hey, I really want to get into annuities, how long would it take to get that set up and going?
Probably 2 weeks.
Oh.
Sometimes it's a week, but it depends where the money's coming from. If it's coming from a brokerage account, it takes a few days. If it's an IRA, we have to do an IRA rollover. If it's just a check, I can do it in a week.
Wow. All right. Well, that's faster.
If you're just writing a check for several hundred thousand or whatever it is, that's easy.
That's quick. And there's, what, 14 or 13, 14 different options to choose
yes,
from?
Yes, about, I think there's 14 different choices you can make every year.
Hmm.
And we look and see what it makes that first year. If we like it, we leave it alone. If we need to tweak it and change it, we can change it every year.
Hmm.
And of course, you've got the bonus every year for 3 years.
Yeah, so, that's another thing.
You know, 13% is nothing to sneeze at.
No. So even if, say, for example, the annuity didn't, quote, make money in a particular year, you still get the 13% bonus, and so you're still making money anyway. And that's, if it does make money, well, then it's just money on top of money and profit over profit. So.
That's right, and you've already got that first-year bonus, so that's got you set and on your way, and whatever it makes that year, then whatever it makes the next year. Plus, if you put more money in, you get another 13. So there's nothing negative about it. Everything is very positive on the annuities.
Yeah. It just sounds like, you know, annuities are a great option for, you know, really anybody that doesn't want to get too terribly involved. They don't want to, you know, obviously get up in the middle of the night. They don't want to even think about it. Because what is it, literally, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is it literally once a year you revisit it and see, you know, what you, if you want to make changes, if you want to, then that's about it, right? It's just like.
That's it. And if you've got a relative that needs help with things, this is perfect because they don't have to think a lot. They can just leave it alone.
Hmm. And you also do 1 year and 2 year strategies, right? Or just.
That's right. We've done some of this new 2 year, and it looks like it's going to pay off real well. But the 1 year is great also because at the end of the year, whatever it made, it locks it in.
Wow. You know, I guess.
And that's added to you. It's added to your contract every year.
It's so strange. It seems like annuities have, you know, traditionally in the past, they've been kind of like on the back burner. They're not really very exciting. They're not really one of those things that, you know, people get up in the morning and they're like, wow, I'm in an annuity. But it seems like maybe, you know, it's one of those.
Well, that's because when annuities started out, they were just a fixed rate. So they weren't exciting. It was like a CD. They just paid a flat rate every year, and that's all you got. But then they put the indexes in, and then they started improving the indexes. And now the indexes are really great, and they've got 14 choices. They had some indexes that weren't very good. They took those out. I love it.
Wow.
They made changes this year on a couple of them they did not like. did not think they were worth doing. So they took them out.
It just seems like they've just gotten so much better. And all of this has just kind of happened under the radar with not a whole lot of fanfare about it. So
that's right.
Wow. And, people have
they've gotten better and better.
Yeah. If somebody looked at annuity maybe, you know, 10 years ago and thought, nah, it's not really for me. I don't see anything there. It's a good time to re-examine and kind of like come back to something because there have been a lot of improvements. There are a lot of options.
And remember this, all the years that we've been doing annuities, which is 23 years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it's about that long. These people have kept their annuities. They've lived off their annuities. They've taken the interest out. And then some of them, I have a lady in Waco, that second annuity, she's never taken a dime.
Really?
And that one started out at $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine what it's worth today, 23 years later?
Wow. Goodness gracious. I mean, you look at that compound interest for that long. I can't even imagine what that's worth at this point.
And I talked to her not long ago, and she said, well, you know that second one? She said, I always said, well, what if I went to a nursing home? She kept it back for that. And she's almost 90, and she still lives in her house.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That's awesome.
Her little dog has passed away.
Oh.
She has one son, and he's not in good shape like her. And, you know, she's always had these friends come for coffee on Tuesdays all these years. I mean, you know.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I talked to her a couple of months ago. She was in great spirits. And I said, well, you know, how is everything? Well, I'm about to slow down, she said. You know, we're not having the coffee as often as we did.
Wow.
But, you know, she did line dancing all those years.
Really?
And I think that's what gave her the energy, the stamina, and made her legs and her body strong that she lasted this long. I really believe that.
Wow.
Because her and her lady friends would go and line dance at the community center every week.
So she's been active for a long time.
She's been so active all of her life. And I think that's why her mind's good. Her body's still good. She's in great shape and fixing to turn 90.
Wow. She sounds like an awesome lady.
She is an awesome lady. And, you know, every time I talk to her, it seems to me like it's yesterday, you know, like when I first knew her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's cute.
Can you imagine?
I know it.
I think she has almost quit driving, though.
Well, you know, at some point, I mean, golly, if she's driving at 92, you know, still, and even if she's just, like, slowing down with driving, I mean, that's better than I know a lot of people that have to or that should quit in their 80s. Some should quit in their 60s or 30s.
Yeah, some of them are bad drivers. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, age has nothing to do with it. They're just bad drivers.
Yeah, they just don't know how to drive.
Wow. So yeah, it sounds like, you know, annuities are one of those things that maybe have gone under the radar. People haven't really thought about much, but it might be a good time to circle back, do some reexamination, and you know, maybe this is the time to make a move. And it sounds like it's a pretty quick, straightforward process to get started with annuities. So that's what it's really all about. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about Oktoberfest in Addison.
I can't believe it. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the original Bavarian celebration. They've been doing it for 35 years.
Really? Awesome.
It's 4 days of German culture, Bavarian culture, Bavarian food. I mean, they have polka bands. They have all these entertainers. There's all kinds of games. There's stuff for kids. Everything that you know about Germany is September 19th through the 22nd. And the food, let me tell you about the food, because you and I both love food. The Sausage Factory. Oh. It's sausage on a bun with kraut and sausage.
Ooh.
German skillet potatoes.
Really?
Turkey legs. German roasted nuts with pecans, almonds, peanuts. Homemade bread.
Ooh.
They have banana nut, orange cranberry, blueberry, lemon. Wild game bratwurst on a bun.
Really? Now that's exciting.
Isn't that? They got gyros and wraps, bratwurst, chicken and sausage on a stick.
Ooh, anything on a stick is delicious, but boy,
anything,
that sounds
and
good.
And they've got bratwurst dogs. They've got funnel cakes, fried Oreos.
Oh.
Yeah. Sausage on a stick, potato swirl, fried pickles, fried Snickers, fried Oreos.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
They've got pork schnitzel plate, pork schnitzel sandwiches, currywurst, bratwurst, Polish sausage.
Oh, wow.
German waffles on a stick.
Oh.
German soft fritters. German crumble cake.
Oh,
German royal
Lord.
Cream puff with strawberries.
Really? That sounds delicious.
Black forest cake. Gingerbread heart cookies.
Oh, my.
German coffee. Oh, I mean, they have got everything. I smoke a coffee with a vanilla iced and whipped cream.
Ooh. Wow. That sounds amazing.
I mean, schnitzel whistles with spatzel. I love that. German potato salad.
Oh, my. Wow.
Sauerkraut with frankfurters.
Mm.
You know how the Germans are. They love that.
Yes.
But, you know, it's several days of just good, clean fun. There is every kind of music. There's games. Everything in the world.
Wow. This sounds like something perfect for everybody.
It is. There's something for everybody. German Fest in Addison, Texas, they've been doing it for 35 years.
I'm shocked.
And when you see a picture of all that, it just makes you want to go there and eat. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it does. Wow.
Everybody's having Oktoberfest. Do you realize that? We have Oktoberfest in so many places in Texas, and it tells you you know, where everybody came from, that everybody wants to go back and do these things. The polka bands, all these performers, they've got dodging races, stage contests. They've got everything in the world in Addison, Texas. And then I found out that Addison, Texas restaurants are rated the best in the USA.
Really?
In the USA.
Wow. I
did not know that. I had no idea.
Me either.
Best in the USA, it says.
I'm shocked.
So that's amazing. I am too, because I had no idea.
Wow.
But you can do the check and dance, keg tapping, you know, you can cheer on all the competitors and all these games. They've got tents. Everything in the world. The Texas Two-Step. I mean, for Bavaria meets Texas every year.
Nice. Nice. You know, I always, traditionally, when I think of Oktoberfest, I think of a couple things. I think German beer, and then I think about, you know, people in tights and lederhosens, and they're playing the accordions, and it's the all that. But all these other things on top of it just gives it a whole, it's just like, wow, it's a whole new dimension of fun and food. I'm just shocked.
It is, and, you know, Texas has more Oktoberfest than anywhere in the world because so many people came from Germany. They came from Europe, and everybody still celebrates it and remembers it and wants to remember, you know, Bavaria and German food.
Yeah.
And so once a year, it happens all over Texas.
Mm,
Fredericksburg is having it. Everybody's having it.
Wow.
We just have so many things going. And then Houston is having the balloon races and all the balloons. And two or three places are having the balloons. I can remember years ago when the balloons would fly over my house because they weren't very far away when they were grounded, and they would come right over the house. and you could see them that close.
Wow.
And they were gorgeous. I thought it was the most gorgeous thing. And they lift off so slow that you can just watch it forever.
You know, there's something that's majestic about them. I don't know what it is, but they're fascinating.
They are majestic. You're right. And, you know, we have them. Richardson does the Balloon Fest. Houston does. And then you have to go all the way out to Albuquerque. You know, Albuquerque is probably the Balloon Fest of the world. But here in Texas, we have three or four places every year that does the balloon races, that does the balloons, and they are fabulous.
Yeah.
We have so many things you can do in Texas all year, but especially in the fall. Texas just goes crazy, you know?
As it should be. I mean, this is...
It should be that way.
Yeah.
And it gets everybody out of the house. We have lots and lots of people that are retired, and they should get off their duff, go and see something, and have some fun.
Yeah.
It'll make you live longer.
It will. Yeah. You know, staying active and getting out and doing fun things like that, it's just like, this is the, I would consider a fall in this time of year to be the greatest time of year because, you know, you get to go do all these things and there's a no shortage of activities and festivals and things to do in just our state alone. You don't even have to leave the state to do all these things. But then there's something for everybody. There's, you know, whether you're single or you're a couple or you've got a family full of kids, literally anybody can go to any of these things, which is great because everybody's included.
That's right. It's all family.
Yeah.
You know, everything in Texas is family. You know, it doesn't exclude anyone. Anyone can go and eat all this great German food. Anyone can go and see all the polka dances. They can go and watch all the stage music. It's just good, clean fun. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And, you know, you started talking about how you and I love food. And it's like you started talking about all the deep fried stuff, like the Snickers and the funnel
Oreos,
cakes. And
Oreos, everything.
Oh, wow. That just like gets me going. I'm like, wow, I'm all of a sudden now awake on a Saturday morning ready
it
for deep fried.
It will wake your butt up, yes. And you'll say, I need to do some of that.
Yes.
You know, we know we're the barbecue capital. But when it comes to German food, oh, my gosh, I love all this German food. And you can't get it every day. So you got to go to these crazy festivals to get all this great food.
Exactly. I forget how delicious a lot of these things are until you start running down the roster. And I'm like, oh, wow, my mouth is watering already just thinking about it. And so... You know, the turkey legs and all the stuff on the stick. And it's just like, not only is it good food, but they make it fun, too. Because you put anything on a stick, and it's a winner.
That's right. And being out there on a Saturday, walking along, it's just a fun day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great time. You know, it's not quite as hot as you know, over the summer. And so it's a nice break. You know, it's just like you get out of summer break and everybody goes back to school. And then we're looking for, you know, little things to look forward to. And, you know, for the most part, the next break isn't until we get to like Thanksgiving and the holidays. And so to take these little weekend trips and do these little, you know, day trips and go to these little festivals, it really is fun. You know, it's a nice break. You get out, you get active, you do some stuff, smell some fresh air, get some good food. Oh, it's magical.
And smell all that food cooking, too.
Oh,
I mean, that's
it.
What does it.
Oh.
You smell all that food cooking, and you say, I gotta have some.
Yeah, yeah. And there's something.
Gotta have it.
You know, it's just like if somebody was to make one of these things in their kitchen, that'd be one thing. But there's something about when all these different foods get together and you can smell them all kind of mixed. It's sensory overload. It's so amazing. It's so delicious, you know, for all your senses. I love it. Oh, my goodness. And when does it kick off? The October, did you say the 19th?
No, 19th of September till
September.
The 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is a September deal.
Oh. I don't know. I was thinking October. I don't know why.
No, even though it's Oktoberfest, it's in September.
Oktoberfest in September. I love it.
Only in Addison, Texas would they do that.
Wow.
The rest of them really are in October. You know that. The others are really in October.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, you got all the other ones, Oktoberfest, and then you got the state fair, and then you got all these things that are going on.
I know. The fair is starting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You could come for the fair and for this and just stay, you know.
Jeez.
Just stay a week or two and say, you know, I'm going to hang out.
Yeah, hang out and eat and then sleep and then eat some more.
That's right.
Wow.
Eat and sleep and eat some more. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what we would weigh if we did all this?
Well, it doesn't matter until January 1st.
Oh, really? Okay.
From now until then, you get a hall pass.
Oh, my gosh. I love that theory. I love your theory.
Yeah, it's just a theory. Sadly enough. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, every year when we start getting to this time, I always look forward to when you go down the state fair food. I think it was last week you had like the entries and all. I completely forget about Oktoberfests. I don't know why.
And it's right after that. It's always your Oktoberfest are coming right on top of that.
Yeah. It's like, wow, I'm going to go to the fair and get food overload. And then you throw in Oktoberfest. I'm like, oh, wow, this is more goodness on top of more goodness. It just gets better. Wow, that's awesome. All right. Let's start with annuities. Since we were talking about those last, for annuities, are there any kind of risks or anything that...
No, not really, because your principal's always safe, so there's really not any risk. The requirements are not as stiff as they are on life settlements. You can't put 100% of what you've got in an annuity, of course, but you can have more than one annuity. You can have a Roth, an IRA annuity. You can have a joint annuity with your wife. There's all kinds of different annuities you can have. Okay. So that's a good thing. On the other life settlements, you must be accredited. You must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And that's part of the accreditation by the government. It's not ours. And the minimum is $100,000.
Okay. And those assets include businesses, rental properties?
Yes. Like if you have a ranch, your cattle, your horses, if you have a business, the business, whatever it's worth, and then your stocks or mutual funds, CDs, all that's added together.
Okay. Sometimes people forget about 401ks maybe that they had, you know, several years ago. That's included as well. Pretty much everything except what? Your main residence, right?
That's right. And lots of times we find that people have forgotten about an old 401k at a company they left and they've never retrieved it. So lots of times they'll have us go and retrieve that old IRA from a different company. We do that all the time.
Yeah. And we've had people come in before that have said, oh, gosh, we're not really accredited. And then they go back and they look at their assets and actually add things up and you know, go through things. And
that's
they
right.
realize they've forgotten about stuff. And it turns out they're more than accredited. So it is worth taking a few minutes to go through and adding things up. What about risks with the life settlement?
The risk on an annuity, the only really serious risk would be if it goes over and you have to pay premium. So you should always know that going in what your premium is going to be. Sometimes there's no premium, and sometimes it's so small, you know, that you don't even notice it. And then the other thing, it's not liquid until it matures. Remember that.
Okay. All right. But since the accreditation is part of the process, the fact that it's not liquid is not really a big deal to really
it's anybody. Not a big deal. You know, when you go in, that you get paid when it matures.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
You had talked earlier about how quick it is, what, a week or two to set up an annuity. What about a life settlement? How long does that take usually?
If it's a check, it can be done in a week. If it's a transfer, you're looking at a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So it depends. If you just bring a check in, it's fast. We send the check right to Nevada Trust. Checks are always made out to Nevada Trust, never to us. So that doesn't take very long. But if it's coming from a 401k or an IRA, it takes a little longer because we have to send it over to them, and then they have to send it out.
Okay.
So that takes a couple of weeks.
So still,
but neither one is very long.
Yeah, it sounds like either way, it's still a pretty quick process. We're not talking about months and months of nonsense and paperwork and all that. So they are both pretty quick. And then finally, before we go, for like a life settlement, say it kind of people once they're set up and they're in the process and they see how it works. A lot of times people will start maybe with one or two and then they kind of expand. The thing to know, though, that people should know going in is that when the policies pay out, the reserves are always there. I don't think we touched on that earlier, and that's really kind of a big deal. So when the policy matures, they don't have to worry about, oh gosh, do they need to get it out of this loan over here or that property?
No,
over
they have the cash sitting there. They always have so much cash that they could pay you. It doesn't really matter how much it is.
Yeah.
They have to keep so much in cash, so much in stocks and bonds. I don't think stocks, I think bonds and something else. I forget what else they're allowed. But it has to be almost cash equivalent.
Yeah.
Something, in order for them to do it.
Yeah. The assets are there, and they're easy to get to. And
they're easy to get to. They're easy to pay. That $4 million one paid out so easy. It just doesn't matter because they have reserves up. If all of them came due tomorrow, they could pay it.
Yeah.
They're not like banks. They're not loaning it out overnight to a bunch of people.
Yeah. And so that's a really big deal because the solid foundation is there. They don't have to worry about, not only do they not have to worry about, where's the funds coming from when the policy matures, but also they don't have to worry about any kind of a policy being discounted based on market conditions.
That's right. They're never going to ask for a discount. It's always 100% of face value.
Yeah.
Whatever your face value is, that's what you're going to get paid. And then if it takes longer, they'll add interest to it.
That's
what I like.
That's cool.
Lots of times we get extra interest.
Yeah, that's cool. So if it takes a couple of weeks, I'm just kind of making stuff up.
No, it's not. You mean a couple of months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it has when we couldn't get the death certificate, but we've kind of fixed that now because now we send the claim in without the death certificate, and all they have to do is when the death certificate's there, is pay the claim.
Wow.
Because they've already got the claim in before.
Jeez. It's just.
We should have thought of that several years ago, too.
I know it. It's the
but
whole.
We always thought you had to do it by the book, which you had to have all the papers together, the death certificate, and then send it in. But that's not true. You can send it in without the death certificate. Then when the death certificate gets there, they pay quicker.
So bottom line is you have found a way to get people paid faster.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about. All right. So either way, whether people want to go with annuities or life settlements, both of them are conservative. And you do have, I don't want to speak for you, but I assume you have availability to talk to people this coming week. Yes?
That's right. There's no holidays.
Yet.
Yet. I mean, there will be, but there's not any this next week.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's business as usual.
All right. So for people to come in, get more information, get started, they do have to call, make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.